Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been.
We're one big family.
Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary. Witness up in here. Tiffany.
Blessing that comfort. They are a part of our daily life. Cause my hands are yours, Jesus,
everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Roger Jones. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. We appreciate you very much for tuning in
taking time out of your schedule to join this morning's devotion. I want to thank Sister Danielle for an outstanding job that she does, and she's very dedicated and faithful and committed to what she does. Even when she was troubled with sickness, she still came on and weathered the storm. So we thank God for her. Thank God for Brother Bradshaw and the church there for this program and all the ministers that participate herein. We're in the book of James. Verses 13 through 18, we left off in last week. And verse 13, James is discussing where temptation comes from. Where does it originate? First of all, he wanted us to understand, his readers then and those of us that read now, that temptation is not of God. God does not tempt us to do evil. It does not come from him. He is not the originator of it, and he does not tempt man. And there are a plethora of scripture that will indicate to us that God is not the author of our temptation. But James goes on in this text and gives us the answer to where our temptation and evil desires come from. I left off last week with one scripture, and that was 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10. Paul said, "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man." Don't you think that what you're going through is unique, so unique that no one else is going through it? Paul said, temptation is common to man. But the contrast is used, God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation. Notice what he says. Sometimes God will not remove the temptation, but God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 14 penned these words, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." We can make all the excuses that we want about being human, and that God knows our weaknesses. But the Hebrew writer says, and he says it very poignantly and clearly, follow peace with all men and holiness. Live a life that is acceptable and pleasing unto God, without which no man shall see the Lord. We can make excuses if we want. We can say God understands my weaknesses. But the Hebrew writer says that without holiness and without following peace with all men, we cannot see the Lord. In James chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, James said, "From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your own lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust." Many times, the reason why our prayers are not being answered is because we are selfish. Many times, we're asking for financial blessings to pay our bills. We're asking for health and strength. But do we really tell God why we want financial blessings? Is it because we want to be blessed to pay my bills and to be able to have what I need? Or do I ask God, "God, help me to pay my bills and to have food on my table so that I can help others as well"? God does not want us to prostitute our blessings and keep them to ourselves. He wants us to share them with others. In 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 16, Peter said, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9, "The Lord know how to deliver the godly out of temptation." Well, God knows how to deliver us, to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. Just as well as he know how to deliver the righteous from temptation, the godly from temptation, he knows how to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. So God knows what we're going through and how we're going through, but we must submit to him, stop making excuses for our weaknesses, and ask God for strength to endure the temptation. In Revelation chapter 15 and verse number 4, John the Revelator penned these words, "Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify not thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." We have no excuses as to what God wants us to do. All we have to do is read the instruction book, the Bible, the Word of God. God tells us exactly what he expects of us, and he expects us to submit to his will. The sweet psalmist of Israel in Psalm 97th division in verse number 2, clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. In Psalms 99 and verse number 9, the writer of Psalms said, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 23 and verse number 6, "In his days Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord of our righteousness." God does not tempt us. God expects us to live holy lives. When we fall or when we fail, God expects us to confess it, to repent of it, and turn unto him. And he will abundantly pardon us. John said it this way in 1 John 1, 7 through 10. He says that if we confess our faults one to another, God is just enough to forgive us of our faults, and the blood of his son will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't God a good God? Even when we deliberately go against his will, or when we are overtaken, as such as Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 1, Paul said, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken," the word overtaken there comes from a Greek word, which means to be ensnared or entrapped, "restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, lest thou also consider thyself, lest thou also be tempted, and so fulfill the law of Christ," in verse number 2. So first of all, James wanted us to know that the temptation does not come from God, and God does not tempt us to do evil. Verses 14 through 16, James tells us where temptation comes from. "But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust, own desires, and entice, whether he enticed himself or enticed by others. Then when lust hath conceived, it bring forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren." Temptation is a man of his own lust. There are three significant steps involved in temptation and sin. Three steps that we must understand if we are to consistently conquer temptation. Number one, there is lust and enticement. Every man, there are no exceptions, is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. The word lust comes from a word which means to crave. There are good desires and there are bad desires. The word enticed comes from a word which means to lure and bait, just as a person lures and baits a fish. The picture is this. Man has good desires, natural and normal desires. Therefore, when he begins to think about or look at something, he very naturally desires it. His desires are normal behavior. The problem arises when the thing is forbidden or is harmful. If he looks at and thinks about the forbidden or harmful thing, he begins to lust and to be enticed or lured to go after it. This is the very beginning stage. Man takes his desires and focuses upon the forbidden or harmful thing. He begins to pay too much attention to what he should not look at. He begins to think about the things of the flesh and of the world. Thereby, he is tempted and drawn away by his own lust and enticement. Whatever side that you feed the most, the spiritual or the flesh, that's where the will yield itself to. Temptation does not come from God. God is not the author of temptation. God does not tempt any man with evil. But temptation comes from man's own lust and enticements. Our Father and our God, who art in heaven, we come to thank you once again for this opportunity. We trust and pray that all that are on the call, they having problems with overcoming difficulties in their lives, temptations, we ask, Father, that they will listen to these words of James and find out the steps that they can take to overcome temptation. Father, we pray for those that are incarcerated, those that are on their beds of affliction, those that are suffering with COVID, those that are suffering with the monkeypox. We ask, Father, that you will comfort them in the ways that only you can comfort. Help the medicines that are given, designed to do what they're designed to do. And when they can no further do any good, we ask that you will providentially care for these individuals. We ask that you will be with Clyde Allen, who is in Memphis, undergoing cancer in his jaw. We ask that the treatments will be successful, that you will comfort him and be with his family as he goes through this process. Bless every minister that participate in this program. Give us health and strength, the right frames of mind, that we stand full square up on your word. Add nothing to it, nor take anything therefrom. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.